With today's Fruit Grower Report, I'm Bob Larson. Two new AVAs, or American Viticultural Areas, have now been designated in Washington State, bringing the total to 18. Washington Wine Commission President Steve Warner says this is very good news for the vineyards in these AVAs.
It is really cool. I mean, they're a great example. I mean, obviously with White Bluffs, is Sagemore, and there's all kinds of other vineyards in there that have some vines that have some age on them. So they've been around. I think maybe to your point, this isn't bare ground where we're now going to start planting vines. And some of them have vines that are 40 plus years old, and it really is just more of a recognition of that particular area.
Van Warner says these are well-established growing areas.
And then in the Berna Columbia Valley with Mercer Ranches and a lot of the plantings that Chef de Saint-Michel has done down there as well is another great example.
Ann Warner says both were previously part of the Columbia Valley AVA.
So it just allows the consumer to really drill down into those designations and really understand the sense of place and where the grapes come from.
Warner says it's really another good example of the industry's long-term growth rate.
You look at the compound annual growth rate, you look at the future and the growth potential that we have, we're roughly 60,000 acres. People think that we can go to as much as 200,000 acres of vines under root.
Warner says Washington currently has three other areas in line for AVA designation. And this has been today's Fruit Grower Report. I'm Bob Larson from the Ag Information Network.